Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news for you. Police have executed a search warrant at a Las Vegas pharmacy in connection with Michael Jackson's death. More than a dozen law enforcement officers, including federal drug agents, were seen inside the pharmacy. You remember that law enforcement officers served similar warrants at the Las Vegas home and office of Jackson's personal doctor, Conrad Murray. Well, President Obama took his health care plan on the road again today in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, explaining his ideas. Here's a little of what he had to say.
Don't have health insurance? You will finally have quality, affordable options once we pass reform. If you do have health insurance, we will make sure that no insurance company or government bureaucrat gets between you and the care that you need. And we will do this without adding to our deficit over the next decade, largely by cutting out the waste and insurance company giveaways in Medicare that aren't making any of our seniors healthier.
In other news, police in Michigan looking for a man accused of holding a gun to a woman's head during a bank robbery. Surveillance pictures first show the man pointing a gun at the teller in the bank in Harrison Township. Police say he demanded money and tried to take a customer hostage. The woman was able to get away. The suspect did not take money. Country stars Brooks and Dunn are actually calling it quits after some nearly 20 years as a duo. In a statement on their website, Kix Brooks and Ronnie Dunn say their 2010 tour will be a goodbye to their fans. They say the split's a mutual decision. The duo has had 20 number one hits since their 1991 debut, Brand New Man. And those are the headlines for you. Stay with us here at CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.